You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Philip Coutinho to score and Liverpool to win 7-2. Callum Wilson to score and Bournemouth to win his 16s. Derek, heck of a lot of talk pre-season about Raheem Sterling leaving the club. But they arguably kept their most important player, and he was the difference maker at the Britannia last weekend. Watched the first hour of that game, Derek, and it was as if Mark Hughes and Brendan Rodgers had agreed to a 0-0 draw pre-match, but he changed all that in an instant.
Well, how many times did he do it last season? I mean, you'll know, and regular listeners will know what I think of the guy. I think he's a genius, Coutinho. But, you know, he's one of those guys that when he's on form, he's unplayable. But he dips in and out of it very quickly. He'll go six games without doing a thing, and you think, Jesus, what's happened to him? But, yeah, it's almost, you know, that goal, Villa beat Bournemouth last week, and Liverpool beat Stoke by the same score. And a goal like Coutinho's, you deserve more than 3 points for that, don't you? when you see Villa get 3 points for their scrappy winner.
I wasn't as taken as it with everyone else was, only because that's like his standard tapping now. You know what I mean? He just drops his shoulder and bends one into the corner.
It's just like Yaya Toure. Yeah. When I was talking about Yaya Toure's goals, I'd missed it and I'd say, what was the goal like? And they just say, it's just the usual Yaya Toure.
When you watch it.
A curler from 25 yards. That's the way they score goals.
Years ago, and I'm not making out like, you know, football's better now than it was, but that would have been like goal of the season contender. Now, you see those quite often, don't you? Where it's amazing. I don't know if it's the ball being lighter or something, but they just seem to have to wrap the foot round it and just bend it into the top corner. Amazing goal.
It's unbelievable because, you know, like free kicks, when you look back in like the World Cups in the 70s, and you think, Brazil, we're going to see some great free kicks here. But that's like their kind of penny now in the Premier League. Unbelievable.
That ball was like a rock back then, though, wasn't it? I mean, you used all your strength for like a month just to get it to leave the ground.
Yeah,
I remember when you were a kid at school and you were trying to take a corner and you couldn't even get into the area.
DK's still like that now, mate, to be fair. That's why he plays five a side. He's not as smart to kick it.
You're not far off, in all honesty. Derek, what about this game? 1-2 Liverpool.
Well, it's a bit short, but I still think I'll be going for it because I've got my suspicions, you know, about Bournemouth. I think they're going to be a team that will come and you know, win rave reviews for the way they play, but they're just not going to be picking up any points. They're going to go to grounds. What they need, I think the manager could be sensational, but it's going to be a steep learning curve for them. And what they could probably do with is a Tony Pulis. Well, you know, I hate to say that, but in their first season, I might be totally wrong. They might take some teams apart, but it was worrying what we saw from them last week. It was a sort of a welcome to the Premier League, lads, because you know they got chinned a bit really. And I've got a sneaking feeling they won't get much joy at Liverpool. They'll probably go to Anfield and try and play, and that'll play right into Liverpool's hands. I'm going to go for Liverpool at 1-2 here. You know, in a way, you know, it's not a bad price. It's a good price after Liverpool because, well, 2 seasons ago, teams like Bournemouth pitching up at Anfield, you'd be getting something like 1-4 Liverpool.
Yeah.
And 1-2 now, you know, it's a decent price.
I think, Derek, for many a season, I think we've talked about on the podcast numerous occasions, Liverpool were the most underpriced team in the Premier League. Yeah. It was as if bookmakers were scared of Liverpool.
Yeah. The prices are probably a true reflection of where they are now. But even so, come on, this is a team, Bournemouth, that was playing fourth division a few years ago, and Liverpool were winning Champions Leagues, and they're 1-2. I'm going to go for 1-2 here. I think it's a very good price.
Lee, it was a bad start for Bournemouth last weekend, losing 1-0 at home against Aston Villa. No side won more away games than them last season or collected more points, but that was in the Championship. Mm. I just wonder how they're going to set up away from home in the Premier League.
Yeah, I think they'll try and set up and to not get beat, obviously. I was looking at the Championship stats as well. They scored 98 goals last season. They averaged, overall, 17 shots per game. Which is obviously plenty. Yeah. 6 on target per game. Looking back to last week, they had 2 shots at home on target, which isn't good enough, obviously.
No.
And that was against, you know, a team who you wouldn't say were in the same calibre as Liverpool. So I don't expect them to have too many shots on goal against Liverpool here. We did see them. I mean, this is one of the few games where we'll have something to go on because Bournemouth played Liverpool twice at home in the League Cup and the FA Cup last year and lost by 2 clear goals on each occasion. I don't see them doing any better than that this time around. I think it's a golden opportunity for Christian Benteke to get a goal. I think he probably needs one as well. I know that sounds a bit daft this early in the season, but just to kind of settle things down, I think there's already people saying, well, does he fit into the Liverpool style of play? They need to get the ball into the box. I expect Liverpool to be getting the ball down to the flanks, getting the ball into the box, and Benteke to have plenty of ammunition in this game. I'm looking at a handicap bet here, and I think Liverpool minus one at 13-10 is a cracker, by the way. You know, that happened twice last season, as I said, in games where Liverpool had weakened down and Bournemouth were at full strength and going for it, and Liverpool were in a pretty dogged state at the time as well. But I might even push it to Liverpool minus two, 100-30. I agree with Derek. Having seen Bournemouth, I think they could be in for a bit of a torrid season, to be honest with you. And I think this will give Liverpool the chance to flex their muscles a little after a bit of a tepid start last week. And that crowd, I mean, you know, the crowd's always decent there, Derek, obviously, but I'm expecting them to be buoyed by the crowd as well. I thought Milner played well without making, you know, without setting anyone anything on. You know, like last week, I thought he was, you know, he did what Liverpool need. You know, someone just to sit in there, run, you know, do the dirty work, if you like, and give others a chance to get forward. So I'll go Liverpool minus two at 100-30.
I thought he played higher than I anticipated. Henderson held more than Milner did, and Milner was given a little bit of free rein. He just played solidly, didn't he, Milner, Derek? Just what you expect from him, really.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he does. No frills, just gets the job done. And you know, he's not a player you'd want in your side if you're spending like countless millions on him. But if you're getting him on a free, nothing wrong with that.
They played him up front. Remember, he must be one of the most versatile players in the Premier League. He played him up front. Remember, City at times.
Yeah,
unbelievably. Yeah. He plays fullback. He plays up midfield. I mean, if Mignolet struggles, I reckon they might stick him in net for a bit.
He went to Liverpool though because he doesn't want to be that utility player anymore. He wants that position, doesn't he?
I think if the
on
cap
a permanent
fits
basis,
that,
yeah,
to wear it every now and again.
To score a header, by the way, you mentioned Liverpool maybe getting down the flanks. Christian Benteke in the box.
Yep.
6-1 to
like
score
that,
a header.
Like that, an awful lot.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to that's just to score a header at any time in the match. Compared to 3-4 from to score a goal.
Yeah.
I think that's worth a play on that.
Yeah.
All
it
those
is.
How you know, there's loads of those goal scorer markets. I mean, the other one is, you know, if you're going to back Coutinho to score.
Yeah.
I'd go for the 7-1 from to score outside the area. Given that conversation that we've just had, that's a great price. When does he ever score inside the area?
Yeah, you're right there.
I'd love to see the. I've not got the notes down on the ratio, but you'd think that 7-1's big, definitely. Benteke,
well,
go on, Derek.
It's like, you know, when you're playing, you're not allowed to score inside the area and five aside. Your specialty. That's, someone's told him that.
Just a bigger box. Christian Benteke to score a header is 6-1, but both Lee and Derek going with Liverpool comprehensive victory. Liverpool 1-2 to win that match.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.